Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Health Matters. We enjoy placing this entire interview on the website at WVUA23 and also the University Medical Center's website. You can also hear a portion of this in a podcast we do, so a lot of opportunities to learn the latest from our fine physicians here at the University of Alabama, specifically University Medical Center. Our guest today is a regular on our program. Dr. John Burkhart is a clinical psychologist and provides psychotherapy and related care at UMC. He is also a professor, an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Medicine at the College of Community Health Sciences. He's the assistant director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency Program, which the college operates. Could you add a few more things to your resume to make your introduction longer? This is
very
impressive. You could. I guess on a resume, you can put anything on there you want.
That's right.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Thank you for having me.
This is your month. I don't think it's your birthday month, but it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And it is fitting that we have a month set aside for it, for that. So those of us who don't think enough about people with mental health challenges, at least at a time this month, can think about it and think about how we should be more aware. What would you like to see us accomplish this month as far as overall awareness goes of what some people deal with every single day?
Well, I think, first of all, one of my own personal awarenesses was I was kind of looking at some things for us to kind of talk about. One of the facts was Mental Health Awareness Month has been since like 1949, I believe, is if I'm remembering pretty closely. So just the fact that it's gone on that long, but yet it's only really seemed to, I don't know, people have kind of paid attention more and caught on in the last maybe 10 years, you know?
Aren't we more sensitive to it as well? Used to, people with mental illness, especially if it was severe behavioral challenges, was cast aside, put away in institutions. And we just kind of wanted, we as a society, it seems, wanted to kind of pretend it didn't exist. It's not that way anymore. I think we are generally more sensitive to challenges. Even if we don't understand them, we understand that there's still people who need care, guidance, and treatment that you can provide.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes our culture does that for us, right? I mean, a lot of the times when, you know, the folks that you were talking about before, we think of those folks from like movies we've seen and things like that. Yeah. And to be honest with you, while there is some very severe or some individuals with severe mental illness, there's also plenty of individuals that have depression, anxiety, panic disorders, ADHD, that look nothing like what we see on TV or maybe Netflix or whatever we watch. But we see those people now becoming like main characters in TV shows. And we're starting to learn like, hey, just because you have that doesn't mean you can't do things in life. It doesn't mean you're the person in an asylum like we used to see.
I was in elementary school in the 60s. ADHD had not been, I'll say jokingly, invented yet. We didn't know anything about it. I may have had that, possibly. But now, early on in a child's life, that can be recognized, and that, along with other mental challenges, can be helped early on, which I have to think is a huge advantage for a physician like you to help people from early on deal with these things and be the best that they can be.
Absolutely. And that has been around a very long time itself. So I was at a conference just recently about ADHD, and the presenter was telling the story that he read by a German author, I can't remember the name, in 1865, and it was about this little boy named Fidgety Phil.
What do you know?
Fidgety Phil basically had all the same characteristics and behaviors of what we would now consider a young boy who has ADHD.
What do you know?
So it's been there for a while. We just have called it so many different things.
I was just called Mike, who doesn't seem to pay attention.
Correct.
Mike, who's looking out the window. Mike that didn't hear the question at all because he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and the reason to bring that awareness is because of that thing. So if you look, you know, by the, a lot of those things that we have show up before the age of 11, right? Maybe almost half. And then by the time we get to age 24, you're almost at 75%, you know, percent of that is going to show itself. Yeah. Depression, anxiety, those types of things. Doesn't mean it can't happen later in life, but it just goes to show you how early in life it happens to us, and we really don't realize it, and that's why this is so important.
I mentioned ADHD because I can kind of identify with it, but you mentioned other things, depression and other mental challenges that people that we know and work next to may deal with, and we're not even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to be supportive of people? You don't go around asking people, you seem down today, what can I do to cheer you up? You might, but how can we be more aware that people sometimes that we know and care about are hurting and we don't really know why? What can we do to be maybe more sensitive and attuned to that?
Well, I think as time has gone on, at least it's seemed of that lately, maybe a good thing about COVID is the fact that people talk about this more. Right, because still about 60% of folks still have that stigma around mental health. So they're not going to talk about it. Maybe that keeps them from not reaching out to get help or to engage with others. And so talking about it and being more, and actually kind of learning about it. And, you know, if somebody sitting next to you goes, oh, I have diabetes, you're like, oh, okay. Oh, I have depression. Okay, here's your doctor too. Okay, that's great. But we don't do that yet, right? Because we still have those views of what that means are somehow we're considered not the same type of person, yet our physical and mental health are so, I mean, they're just so tied together.
As we think about mental awareness this month and coming out of COVID, and I hope we indeed stay coming out of COVID, are you seeing more and more people who have COVID-related stress and pressures from being confined, not having their normal social contact? Is that something that's showing itself in your practice now?
So, and I know we've talked about this before, but it is there. Some of the things you start to see now is how COVID has started to affect kiddos that have kind of gone through that and what that's meant. I think sometimes now too, what you start to see is, okay, I'm working from home. Now they want me to come back. Now I don't want to do that. What does that mean? I'm kind of comfortable, or I'm in my space, or there's these other things still going on that, you know, that have affected us.
On another edition of Health Matters, we're going to talk to Dr. Burkhardt about doctors. And doctors went through COVID just like the rest of us, and so challenging because they didn't learn it in medical school. It was all brand new. I hope we can talk about that on an upcoming episode. Dr. Burkhardt, thank you so much.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on and just giving us an opportunity to just kind of acknowledge this month and what it means for us at the Medical Center.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.